It can take years of paperwork to come to America as a refugee. Rebecca Zanyat-Nuwa works at a resettlement agency in Charlotte on those final details. Things like renting and furnishing refugees' new apartments, meeting them at the airport, even filling the fridge.
People from Burma, we bought rice, potato, some meat, and vegetable.
Of the over 600 refugees that were resettled in Mecklenburg County last year, more than a third were from Burma, also known as Myanmar. Rebecca's a Burmese refugee herself, been here almost 6 years. She's Chin, a Christian ethnic minority that makes up about 3% of the country's population.
Most of the people and the governor are Burmese people. They all are Buddhists. And they said the religious is free to practice, but not really.
Most Burmese refugees settling in the area are Chin. They've been fleeing Burma since the 1960s, when a military government took over. Under it, Chin faced religious persecution, killings, and forced labor. The situation in Burma has improved in the last several years, at least in regard to the Chin. But across the country, Amnesty International reports continued human rights violations. In Rebecca's case, she once invited a Buddhist friend to go to Sunday school class with her. When her friend's father found out, Rebecca says he accused her of trying to convert his daughter and sent the authorities after her.
So what do you think would have happened if you would have stayed?
Arrested. After arrest, we never know what could we face. We could be killed. Or you could be sent to jail for a lifetime. So most of the people, if we have time, if we have a chance, we flee.
So 23, 26.
It's going to be a credit card. You need to check Maddie.
Rebecca must be careful with her spending. It's not her money, after all. It comes out of the welcome money the federal government provides refugees, about $1,000 per person. Many refugees find physical work, often at a poultry plant or a greenhouse, but that's later. For now, there's the moment all this work has led to. Kuptan Lun has just stepped out of the terminal at the Charlotte airport and into her niece's arms. These are her first moments in her new country. Kup, her husband, and her three children have just traveled 24 hours from Malaysia. That's where many Chin refugees flee and then seek help from the UN. The family looks exhausted, but they look like any other weary traveler. Their clothes are clean, pressed, stylish. The only thing that sets them apart are their bags, which read IOM, International Organization for Migration. But you can also hear relief in Kup's voice, even if you can't understand it.
What did she say?
She said that it will be okay. Like, it's the first time, so we are just worried, but everything changed, so she hopes she will be okay.
The resettlement staff drive them to their new home, a townhouse on the east side of Charlotte. But that's not before a quick detour through uptown. Kup's husband points to the Bank of America building. That building, he says, reminds me of one I just left in Malaysia. For WFAE News, I'm Brianna Duggan in Charlotte.
And Brianna joins us now to talk about the area's refugee resettlement some more. Brianna, we just met a family of refugees the moment they arrived. What are the next steps for refugees after they land?
Well, a resettlement caseworker, like Rebecca in the story, signs them up for social services. So that's food stamps, whatever cash or medical assistance they're eligible for, enroll any children in school. And then there's finding a job with help from refugee resettlement agencies. There are two in Charlotte, and they told me it takes refugees about 3 to 4 months to find a job.
And you said refugees get welcome money from the federal government. What does that pay for?
Yeah, so the welcome money is about $1,000 per person, and it's meant to cover the refugees' basics while they're looking for those jobs. So rent, utilities, a bit of food.
$1,000 for the 3 to 4 months it takes to get a job, that wouldn't even cover rent alone.
Right, but you have to remember that most refugees do arrive in families. So, for example, Kuptan Loon, who is in my story, she came to the U.S. with a family of five. So that comes out to be about $5,000. If they run out of money before they find a job, they'll get on welfare cash assistance. And it's also important to note that many refugees come to Charlotte because they have family or close friends here. So they may live with their sponsors while they get on their feet.
But what about those refugees that come alone?
That is more complicated. It's not all that common, but in that case, resettlement agencies have to dip into any donations or extra funds they may have. Agencies will sometimes group together single refugees from the same country to save on rent, but ultimately, it means that those single refugees will need to be quicker on their feet when they arrive to their new country.
All right. Brianna Duggan, thank you.
Thank you, Marshall.